Welcome back to the Sports Show here on Tip TV. We're going from a former top Premier League referee to a man who writes the odd blog on the internet every now and again. Richard Keys is on the line. Richard, how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm very well indeed. Thank you. Hi, Nigel.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Friend of the show, Richard. Richard, I read one of your blogs again this morning and it's focused around managers. And we spoke about the managerial markets here on the show earlier, but there's a lot going on, isn't there, at the moment? And let's start with Tim Sherr before we look at people that might lose their job. He's doing a good job, isn't he, Tim?
He's been a breath of fresh air. If I'm an Aston Villa fan, Jamie, I'm absolutely delighted because it's been a long season, a really long season to this point. He's come in, he's got people smiling again, he's got players smiling again, he's got players playing again, like Christian Benteke, and they're in an FA Cup final, and I couldn't be more pleased for him. I know occasionally he rubs people up the wrong way. He's not shy of an opinion, but I quite like it. And what I like most is, as I've said in my blog today, the fact that he's a young ex-pro putting his head on the block. He's out there trying to make a difference. My biggest fear for our game in recent years has been that we lose too many good young men who have had a career and we hand over to the manufactured coach, the school teacher, the former youth academy director. Nothing wrong with anybody, any of those guys having a career at the highest level or going on to manage at a higher level than that which they have. But I do concern myself, as I say, that we're losing too many good young ex-pros who don't need the work and who can take the easy option. I work with Andy Gray. A number of guys on Twitter this morning have followed the blog that I've written and saying, oh, have you fallen out with Andy? He never tried himself. Well, he did. He had a year at Aston Villa, of course, and then we took him back to Sky. So there was a year's interruption between his initial employment with us and then him returning. And it's one of the great regrets that he has. He wishes now he'd tried. And he'll never know. It's too late. And my advice to others would be, don't let it be too late.
You mentioned the likes of Carragher and Neville in your blog. Do you think it's those sort of players who obviously have huge opinions on football and are now very well respected because of their work on the television? Is it players like that that should be taking on the managerial jobs?
Well, of course it is. I mean, Jamie's a student of the game and has done really well in the transition that he's made this past 12 months. But it was a major disappointment to me because I think he's got so much more to offer. And were he at Anfield now, maybe that's why he's not, but were he at Anfield now, would we be asking, is he the right man to get more involved at the top end of the managerial tree there? Maybe he will go back to coaching. I would like to think so. I don't know about Gary. He's done very well in the job that he's taken on over these past three seasons. Very well indeed. But, you know, it's one thing telling everybody else what they're doing wrong, and it's another actually having a go yourself. And I would like to see them all have a go. Television will always be there. The media will always be there to return to. Go and find out what actually it's like. And I'm certain they'll find it's a little more difficult than it is sitting in a very comfortable and warm TV studio.
Richard, just one thing on the Gary Neville. Just you say, you know, he hasn't tried it. He's the favourite to succeed Roy Hodgson as the next England manager. Now, do you think that's fair when you consider the work that Tim Sherwood is doing, the work that Eddie Howe's doing, and other great English coaches out there who are doing it week in and week out?
No,
the
I don't know, Nigel. I'd like to see Gary go and try his luck at a lower level. I'd like to see him go and work the same path that, for instance, Martin O'Neill did. Were he to succeed Roy Hodgson as England manager, if that were to happen, he'd be working with very good players, and I think he'd be expected to be a success. It's a good deal easier working at the top end with talent like he would have available then than it is scrapping around at the lower league level, learning your trade and your craft and taking with you a lifetime of experience from that point to eventually surface at the top end. I haven't worked with Gary. He was initially my idea. The original plan was to go and work with Andy for a number of seasons. We spoke to Ryan Giggs at the same time, Jeff Shreves and myself, when we were at Sky. And we said to both of them, whichever of you finishes first, come and work with us. But get yourself some experience along the way at some point, because you'll miss it and you'll regret not doing that. Listen, I've always been of the opinion it's a conflict of interests. I don't know how he can be sitting in a television studio one week and working with players the next. I don't think you can serve either boss. necessarily very honestly or well. It's one or the other for me. If he chooses television, so be it. But my advice to him would be, go and be a coach, and television can wait. It will always be there.
Richard, while we're on the topic of managers, there's someone we can't ignore, and that's Jurgen Klopp. And there are going to be a few Premier League managers looking over their shoulders, the likes of Brendan Rodgers and Manuel Pellegrini, now that we know that Jurgen Klopp won't be at Dortmund next year.
Yes, and I think he's got to be very careful, Jamie, about the choice of club he makes. He cannot afford to make a mistake. I mentioned in the blog, let's for instance say that he were to go to Manchester City. Well, as Pellegrini's found out, the job that Mancini was trying to do was address those huge egos in that dressing room and get some kind of structure and control. It's a very good dressing room at getting managers the sack. I mean, I don't think Pellegrini is for that manner for very long at all. Klopp could go in there and find himself banging his head against a brick wall and 6 months later in trouble. His career cannot afford that. He's got to choose his next club very, very carefully, and he's got to have success to build on that which he's had. I would say, I mean, I can't see another club in Germany, even were Guardiola to leave Bayern Munich. I know they've taken most of Dortmund's players these past few seasons, but I couldn't imagine them taking the manager as well. So he will work elsewhere, but he's got to be careful as to which club it is he chooses.
Do you think he'll go into a job this summer, for example? Because there are reports as well suggesting that he may take some time out.
Well, if the right one's available, yes, but he doesn't have to rush. That's what I would say. He can take his time. Real Madrid may come available. If Ancelotti doesn't win either the domestic league or the Champions League, then he's a goner. My favourite for that, were it to be the case, would be Zidane. I think that he's been carefully brought on to succeed Ancelotti at some point. What that point is yet, we don't know. But I would expect to see Zidane take that job if Ancelotti were to leave. So there are limited options for Klopp. But what there are, he just needs to be very careful about his choice.
Last few set of managers to talk about, and this going back to the Premier League, and it's the likes of Allardyce and Carver. There seems to be a lot of managers in the Premier League that are on the brink, shall we say. So Allardyce, I can't imagine, will be there. John Carver, I can't imagine, will be there. It must be a very difficult time to be a manager of that sort of club at the moment.
Well, I think for West Ham, it's mission, for Sam specifically, it's mission impossible, Jamie. I don't know how Sam's got through the season, in truth. Terrific start. Everybody knows around and about the club that he's leaving. West Ham have done nothing in that respect. If that is not to be the case, West Ham have done nothing to help him, which is to offer him a long-term contract in order that those players that he's trying to motivate on a weekly basis are aware of the fact that he will be there next season, and they might not be. Right now, they're thinking, well, I'm here next year, and the big fella's not, so who cares? It's a modern-day phenomenon, and the very same thing's happening at Newcastle United. Those boys know John Carver isn't going to get that job. They'll still be there next year. They might not be Premier League players. I don't expect to see them go down, but I think it's going to become a little bit scary for them. They haven't got enough points yet. One, maybe three will do. But Alan Shearer, in eight games in charge, got one win. Might be a bit too close for comfort. They need to be very, very careful, Newcastle.
Using the likes of West Ham and Newcastle as examples, could we maybe see someone like David Moyes return to the Premier League, or someone, you know, Rafa Benitez as well?
I think Rafa, if Pellegrini goes, Manchester City are fairly convinced they can get Guardiola. But when? You talk to people in Germany, and I mentioned this in the blog, and I did last week, they'll tell you that Bayern Munich are very comfortable in the expectation that Guardiola will stay there another 12 months. So City have got a big decision to make. They are of the opinion they can get him earlier. If they don't, what do they do? Do they turn to Patrick Vieira if Pellegrini is deemed to be surplus to requirements? At the minute, Patrick hasn't got the right qualifications to be doing the job he is with Manchester City's youth. So he certainly wouldn't have to take on a senior job. Or do you turn to someone like Rafa? I wouldn't rule that out. Rafa would be perfect to go in there, rattle a few cages, knock a few heads together. And like him or not, and I have previously said I can't remember a more selfish individual coaching in the Premier League. Rafa works for Rafa, but that might just be what Manchester City need. He would win silverware. There are no guarantees, but he's as close to a guarantee that there is. He's 5 points, I think, from taking Napoli back into the Champions League in Italy. He could very well end up winning the Europa League again this year. He might just be a very viable alternative for City.
Friend of the show and broadcasting legend Richard Keys, thank you as always for talking to us here on
Cheers,
TV.
Boys. Enjoy the day.
Whatever thank cold you. Weather's taking you inside, I hope it gets better and we'll see you in the sun next week.
Just a bit blowy, Jamie.
Top man. Thanks a lot, Richard. Speak to you soon. There you go. Richard Keys' thoughts on all the managerial markets. When we come back from the break, snooker world championships.